Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in.
Yes, sir. I couldn't sing. There is no singing. Welcome to hell. 202 on the fan. McMonagle here with you. I got you for 3 hours. Till 5 a.m. And the warm-up show. 888-808-1019. What was that? I mean, it goes without saying that that is as tough a loss that I've ever experienced as a Knick fan. That's one of the most tough losses I've ever experienced as any fan. I know we got the Charles Smith game and we got all the different things that have happened to this franchise. And that is one of the more sickening, stunning, unbelievable gut punches. Holy crap, where's the Tylenol? Because I don't know what just happened. As the Knicks blow a 17-point fourth quarter lead in historic fashion. And watch the Indiana Pacers, who now do this regularly. I know the Knicks just did it to the Boston Celtics twice, and we've seen it a couple times in this postseason. The Pacers did it to Milwaukee and to the Cleveland Cavaliers. But this one is special. This is a feeling as a Knicks fan that is just hard to take. We know how important this game is. And that's really what it is, too, for me. Like, and I don't know if I've heard someone say it yet. What really bothers me, as much as watching everything happen down the stretch of this game, and how I also don't want to... It's hard to talk. I'm so angry right now. But as much as we saw, a million different things have to go against them. And that's what happens when you have these collapses. There's one of 13 or 14 different things that if they don't happen exactly how they happened... We're celebrating a Knick victory today. But it's not just the idea they blew the game. It's not even just what the loss means. Because we all know the Knicks have never won a playoff series when they've lost game one at home. We know how important this game was. but what it could have been if they won the freaking game. If we were talking about how when Brunson got his fifth foul and had to exit the game and OG Anunoby has the step back three, then he has the layup on a quick 5-0 run, and the Knicks go on this run after being only up three when that happens to being up 17, and we're talking about how the Knicks played Pacers basketball, took it to them, and beat them at their own game. Because I remember watching it at the halftime, and Charles Barkley's talking about, yeah, I know the Knicks are playing well. They're up a couple points here at the half, but this game is going the way the Pacers kind of want to play it. I don't know how I feel about that. I feel like the Pacers are going to go. I'm like, what are you talking about? Charles, the hell are you talking about? Because I thought this was a statement of a victory we were about to have. Because, yes, the Pacers come out and don't miss a damn shot. We're all talking about how, you know, oh, the week off for them, the week and a day layoff for them. Let's see if they come out rust. They come out and hit every stinking shot to start this game. They are perfect to start this game, and the Knicks are going right back at them. And they're running with them, and they're scoring with them. And this is the type of game that we figured if it was played this way, the Knicks would be in trouble. And instead, the Knicks find a way to hang with them. You know, you heard Reggie Miller say, you know, trading baskets. They are trading baskets with a team that's not missing the entire game. You're getting a great offensive performance. Karl Anthony Towns is taking over the game at times. Brunson, who gets sloppy later. But he's on his way to having the 40-point game he's about to have. 43 to be precise. The Knicks are playing it and taking it right to the Pacers and saying to the Pacers, you want to play fast? You want to roll 9-10 deep? You want to go up and down this floor? We can do that. We can do that. To the tune of being up 17 points in the fourth quarter, and then the collapse happens. It's not just how they lost and what the loss means. It's what the win could have meant, because I think it would have been a big-time win in game one. And instead, we're sitting here wondering how the hell this happened. And from that moment where they go up 17, and yeah, look, obviously you're hearing it in the post game. Again, I turned off the TV for a second. Then I had to get in my car. I haven't heard everything in the post game. I'll be honest with you. But I've heard enough about, no, we took our foot off the gas. You know, well, that always happens, right? When you have a collapse like this, they're up 17 points and the Pacers continue to play. This is what they do. And of course, you know, Naismith goes on a freaking tear and hits five fourth quarter three-pointers and makes every single one. And look, as much as angry as I am at the Knicks right now, and as much as this is an epic collapse, let's be fair. Let's just be fair for a second. The Pacers came out and made every stinking shot from that moment on. Not every single one of those threes from Naismith is wide open. Not every single one of them. Yeah, there was some bad defense there. There's some bad defense off the switch. Hart lost his feet like three or four times, and the inbound play almost lost his feet. He was slipping and sliding all over the court. Karl Anthony Towns, who was in foul trouble. Brunson, who was in foul trouble. They probably didn't want to foul, playing off the ball. We said it. Don't foul. Don't give up threes. That's how you win this game. Oh, and hit your foul shots. And clearly that comes back to bite them in the ass as well, as Karl Anthony Towns is unable to hit both foul shots. OG Anunoby's unable to hit both foul shots. They did everything you could to lose it, but let's be fair just for a second before we... Let's just pause for a minute as we're going to kill the Knicks for the next 3 hours, and let's just be fair, the Indiana Pacers also won this game. They came out and hit every big shot. Naismith was hitting it from all over the place. But as you start to feel this momentum, and as you watch them hit their threes, and you see the defense not overplaying the three-pointer when they absolutely should, there are some bad breaks for the Knicks as well. Obviously, that looks like a goaltending now on Brunson, and they don't get the goaltending call. OG Anunoby can't hold on to a ball, and then a loose ball foul is turned back off of replay. That has to go their way. Naismith hits every stinking shot. And then, of course, you get the missed foul shots, which is always key in these games. And it's just an absolute epic collapse. And now you got to try and get off the deck, off of this game, off of this ugly, disgusting game that you all knew going into overtime they were losing. And then we get to the final shot. And some people aren't annoyed by this, or some people think, oh, the game was lost by this time already. That shot by Halliburton. I have never seen a ball go so freaking high in the air and then come straight down right through the net like that. I celebrated for half a second. I jumped up when the ball went off the rim. I said, woo, thank God. I could not believe that ball came straight down.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
I mean, so many different things had to go against them. So many different things had to go the Pacers' way. And yes, it's an epic collapse. And they did not play well down the stretch. Then in overtime, they allow a three-pointer in the corner to Nembhard, which was a killer three-pointer. They're sloppy with the basketball. And I thought, let's be fair. Brunson was terrible in the overtime performance. Terrible. Dribbling all over the place, looking for fouls. He got some and got to the line in overtime, but they were sloppy with the basketball, throwing it all over the place. It was impossible for them to inbound. And then, yeah, the play in the overtime where Tibbs doesn't put a... there's a lot of problems with Tibbs, right? We'll get to it. And you guys might have a lot of problems with Tibbs. I'm going to take your phone calls almost immediately here. 888-808-1019. The challenge on the foul that leads to them not having a challenge the rest of the game, fine. Obviously not making sure the team guards the three-point line better. Okay, you know, playing the bench or whatever, being more fresh. We could have all the problem I have with them is how do you not have someone on the inbounder in that final possession where you get the dunk from Toppin? They're talking about it. Every single inbound the Knicks tried to make was damn near impossible. Damn near impossible. And you allow them just to willy-nilly get it in and let him get to the basket? I don't know how that's possible. That's one of the more embarrassing plays I've ever seen. And they're lucky they didn't get an N1. It didn't matter, but they're lucky they didn't get an N1 on that call. How is that possible? How are you not making it more difficult to inbound the ball? So many things about that game, and I know I'm kind of all over the place, but I can't even see straight how mad I am at how the Knicks played down the stretch of this game. How, and for me, a lot of it is I thought it was going to be more than just a typical game one. I thought there was meaning behind how the game was played. I truly did. It would have been one thing if the Knicks played it their way, if the Knicks were able to slow down the game, if the Pacers came out cold to start the game, if the Pacers really struggled to find their rhythm. The Knicks played it at their pace and said, we can play. You want to play it this way? We'll play it this way. You can't beat us no matter how it goes. Charles Barkley at halftime talking about this is the way the Pacers want to play it. Okay, it's the way the Pacers want to play it. They're doing it better than the Pacers. They're doing it better than the Pacers. You got Mitch Robinson having a major impact at the beginning of this game, defensively on the offensive glass. Like, there was a lot of statements made in this game. I thought there was a lot of positives. More than just they were going to win it, I thought there were positives on how the game was played. And to go and end up losing a game that is historic. We could talk about all the different collapses that have happened over this postseason. We could talk about all the way the Pacers have beat a bunch of different teams. Took a game from Milwaukee this way. Took a game from Cleveland this way. The fact of the matter is that this is something different. Rich Cimini put out a stat. I don't know if Keith talked about it. Heading into this game in the playoffs, since 1998, any team that was up 9 or more points in the final minute of the game, either in overtime or in the fourth quarter, up by 9 with a minute left to play, those teams were 1,414-0. It happened 1,414 times prior between last night and 1998. And no team had ever lost that game. The Knicks are the first. So I get it. This has been a trend in the NBA playoffs. I get it. In today's game, where the three-point play is, the three-pointers are so prevalent, and you have so many different guys who can hit them. I get it. The Knicks just took down 2 20-point deficits in the first two games against the defending champ on their court. By no means are any of these games over. We understand it. This one in particular is hard to fathom. And there are some bad breaks. There's some bad defense. But I got to be totally honest with you. Naismith hit every damn shot, and not all of them were wide open. Some of them were contested. Some of them were for 5 feet behind the line. He hit 5 straight baskets. They scored 20 points in the last 2.5 minutes, and the Knicks scored 6. It's not like the Knicks didn't hit a basket. When the Knicks beat the Celtics didn't score for 8 straight minutes. The Knicks scored some baskets. The Knicks hit shots. The Knicks got to the foul line. The Knicks blew this game. I'm not trying to say it any other way, but let's give a little bit of credit to the Indiana Pacers. This was an incredible run from them. And then, you know, who cares? Like, honestly, the choke thing. I know I've been all nostalgic about Reggie Miller and him being part of the broadcast and it taking us back to those years. The Knicks won that series with the choke game in it. The Knicks won that game. Won that series. And I really don't care. I don't care. It didn't bother me at all. I'm not focused on that. I'm focused on the here and now. We have plenty of time for nostalgia. I'm doing 5 hours tomorrow. We could do nostalgia. I did 4 hours the other night. That's when we can have fun with nostalgia. I don't give a damn as my heart's being ripped out of me that it, oh, wow, he's taking it back to Reggie Miller. I don't care. To the victor go the spoils. I don't care what he does. I mean, an impossible game to take. And now you look at this series, and again, no Knick team has ever won a series after losing game one at home. And this team that I have been, my rallying cry for this team is I trust them. They bounce back after losses. They have not lost 2 games in a row. They bounce back. They have games where their effort sucks. This was not one of them until the last 2.5 minutes of the game, which is filled with mistakes, and then overtime filled with sloppy basketball, including Jalen Brunson. And I talk about legacy games and legacy series. Talked about it yesterday. This is a legacy series for the Knicks. They have to win this series. And as much as we love Brunson and as much as we love this team, you can't lose this series. You have to, this is where your legacy gets built. You have to move on to the NBA Finals. You have to take down a team you're favored to beat. You have to take down a team when you have home court advantage. When you slay the dragon that was the Boston Celtics, you have to go on and make that matter. It's legacy. And right now, I'm sorry. I understand. I turned on the and not to kill MSG, I think they do a great job, but you know, I watched a little bit of the post game on TNT, and then I turned over to MSG, and the first thing I saw was a graphic about how many 40-point games Jalen Brunson's had in the playoffs. The first thing I saw. I don't know how long they were doing it. I'm not sure how many minutes into their post game it was, but I turned on the MSG post game, and there it is, waxing poetic about the another 40-point performance from Jalen Brunson. Let me tell you something right now. Jalen Brunson had some big baskets in this game. His footwork's incredible. The ability, you know, to shoot off balance, to keep his defenders off balance. And great. Great. He's a minus 8 in this game. I don't care he scored 43. He's dribbling the ball away in the fourth quarter. That's what I'll remember of the game from Jalen Brunson. It is. And if the Knicks lose this series, this is the game we will remember. And that will be the legacy of this New York Knicks team. Found a way to beat the Celtics, blew the opportunity to go to the NBA Finals. That's what we'll remember. We will remember the last 2.5 minutes of game number one. That's what legacies are. And I'm sorry, last night, I don't care he scored 43 points. Let's be totally honest, and I'm not trying to knock him because there's plenty of guys to knock. OG Anunoby in this game, I mean, Hart in this game can't keep his feet. He's slipping all over the place. He almost leads to a turnover on an inbound play. He's on a important Naismith three. He's slipping and doesn't get a good break on the screen and fight through the screen and leads to an open three. He's all over the place. OG Anunoby can't hold on to the damn ball, misses a foul shot. Carl Anthony Towns, who took over this game for a time, lackadaisical, you know, closing out on threes at the end of the game and missing an enormous foul shot. Like, there's plenty of blame to go around. This isn't the blame Jalen Brunson game. But when I turn on, you know, MSG, and the first thing I see is, wow, you know, he's now, with only in a couple of years, he's already tied the team record for most 40-point playoff games. He's a minus 8 in this game. They went on their run to what was supposed to be the deciding run and win this game when he's on the bench. And in the fourth quarter, he's dribbling the ball all over the place, getting it slapped away, falling on the floor. And not having good possessions. That's what I remember of this game. I don't go, ooh, another 40-point performance. Wow, this really is impressive. That's what we remember. And I remember every stinking mistake of this game. And I remember not getting the... Sure, I remember not getting the goaltending call. And I remember that shot going higher off the rim than any shot I've ever seen that fell back down right through. They caught some bad breaks. And you have to blow a game like this. You have to. But their inability to guard the three-point line, their inability to hit their foul shots at the end of this game, their inability to hold on to the freaking ball, so many mistakes. They get a 4-point lead out of the gate in overtime, and they give up a three, and then the possessions got awful. It's an ugly loss, and it's now time to see if this team that I have claimed I trust, and a team that I believe in, and a team that we have seen bounce back from games, I don't know about quite like this, but we have seen bounce back from bad performances in tough spots, in must-win games, show up and give you an incredible effort. I thought they were on their way to doing that. Now they have to rally, take a day, get off their feet, and get ready for Friday, because they better bring the biggest effort they've had all year long, because now this is a must-win Friday night Madison Square Garden. And if they lose this series, that will be what defines them. And this loss and blowing a 17-point fourth quarter lead and blowing a 9-point lead with less than a minute the first team to do so out of damn near 1,500 tries since 1998, is going to be what defines them. So we're going to find out Friday what this Knick team is all about and whether or not last night defines them or is just an ugly night we forget about.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.